Welcome to the Wildcast Podcast, coming to you from Wildcast Studios with your hosts, Adam Lund and Jeremy Boucher.
Welcome back to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast, your unofficial voice for all things Moncton Wildcats. That's right, we're back. We took a bit of a hiatus and, I'm sitting here in my studio all alone, but I'm not all alone on this show. I am joined by your favorite co-hoster via phone call, Mr. Jeremy Boucher. How are you?
Hello, sir. I'm doing quite well, given the self-isolation, quarantine, cabin fever.
Yeah.
I feel your intro was a little bit too positive, given the what we're going to be talking about this episode. I thought maybe you would have had like a melatonin voice, but it's good that you can keep your high spirits.
Well, I figure the rest of the episode is not going to be in high spirits, so why not the start be in high spirits, right?
That's very true. Very true, yeah.
All right, so since we're all stuck in quarantine, self-isolation, physical distancing, social distancing, whatever you want to call it, Masked Singer, The Swan was revealed last week. It was Bella Thorne, who I had known about. My daughter used to watch Shake It Up with Zendaya back in the day, but I had no idea who it was.
I had never heard of her until the reveal. She's a little too young for my viewing,
yep.
My TV, I just never heard of her. She had something like 22 million followers on Twitter or something like that. You know, I'd never heard of her before. So, it didn't blow me away. And, the other three that are left in this group have the better voices and they've had the better performances. So I was, good to see the Swan take a dive.
I knew that was coming. So now you've got the Astronaut, the Rhino, the Night Angel, and that's it, right?
In Group C. Yes.
Oh, and the T-Rex. Tonight's episode is the last in the group stage, and then it's the final nine. So the only one that I think I might have figured out, and talking to you, is the Rhino, and I think it could be Jack Black. You know, he played guitar. He was in the movie Rockstar, or not Rockstar, School of Rock. He played guitar. He does play guitar in Tenacious D, so maybe the bass guitar throws people off. He's from the South. I don't know. That's just, Jumanji is the new movie that just came out, so the Rhino makes sense. So that's the only one. The rest of them, I got no idea.
So I'm kind of, I think I've got these figured out. I've been working away at them. And so the Night Angel, I believe, is she's from the Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think, Candy Burris.
Right.
I believe she's a singer as well. So, the voice kind of matches up with how she's been doing on the show so far. As for the Astronaut, I know the voice. I've seen this singer live before. And if we want to go back to, the episode right after the Super Bowl, when they said that there's, one of the performers is a Guinness World Record holder.
Right.
That would lead me to believe that the Astronaut is Hunter Hayes. And Hunter Hayes has a Guinness record because I believe he performed the most live shows in a 24-hour span or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I'm going with that. As for the Rhino, you got Robin Thicke who's saying Tim Tebow, which, it adds up. It's because one of the clues it said was, which just said South, right?
Yep.
You take that as, the person's from the South. I'm seeing that as their southpaw, as in they're left-handed. So, I mean, that would add up with Tim Tebow because I believe he throws left-handed.
He does, correct, yep.
And another clue was a ring. And so I'm kind of on board with that Tim Tebow, because because I believe Tim Tebow, I think, won a national championship with Florida.
Yep.
If I'm not mistaken. So, you know, it kind of adds up. But I'm kind of going in, I got kind of a left field prediction here, because I know there's a former Major League Baseball pitcher by the name of Barry Zito, who's a also a, you know, left-handed pitcher, and is now a musician. So I'm kind of going with that, but I just don't think his name is big enough. I just don't think if it was him, you know, you take off the Rhino mask and it's Barry Zito, I just don't think many people would know the name.
No.
So that's kind of where I'm at. But, you know, I'm on board with Tim Tebow. And who's the other one I'm missing here? The T-Rex?
The T-Rex. Got T-Rex. a lot of energy, whoever it is.
Yeah. I think it's funny enough. I think it's obviously somebody very young, given their the way they talk. You know, they're using that OMG, you know, lingo and stuff like that.
Right.
I think it's funny enough, my daughter actually watches this this YouTuber's videos, JoJo Siwa. I think she's only like, you know, 16 or 17 years old. But she's got a huge following, online, and it kind of gives off with the, you know, with the young vibe. So I'll go with, you know, I'm going to go with JoJo Siwa for the T-Rex.
Yeah. I don't know who that is, but I'll take your word for it. It's my daughter was in the age range of, my daughter was in the age range of Bella Thorne. So I knew who that was. Your daughter's in the age range of JoJo Siwa, right?
Yeah, she's 16 years old, so I don't know what my 4-year-old daughter is doing watching, you know, a 16-year-old on YouTube. But
you know, once they get their YouTube channel going, everybody watches them.
Yeah, it's exactly so.
So I guess some of the other shows that our fans have noticed that we're hooked on, and you know, they've listened a few times last year, The Big Brother. You gave your big prediction. Mm-hmm. I gave my prediction. Where are we at in terms of that show?
Just today, actually, you know, because of the, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic, they did announce the cancellation of this this season's Big Brother Canada.
That kind of seems silly. They're under the 50 people and they're quarantining.
Yeah, I know, but I think with the, you know, the Ontario government, you know, came out and said, you know, all non-essential businesses have to close, and you know, it's. And to me, it's great. I think it's great because, you know, this season really sucked. I never got into it, right? Like, I think it's been on for 4 weeks now, and we've only eliminated one person. And that was, I think, week one. So last week on the show, two of the house guests were actually evicted. Like, they were kicked off the show for, you know, like, inappropriate behavior and stuff like that. And then this week, you know, one of the house guests was basically, you know, basically said, put me on the block. I can't do this show anymore. I want to go home. I just don't want to self-evict because I want to walk out with my head held up high kind of thing. So,
right.
You know, they never got to play the game. And that was kind of why I was really turned off by the season so far. So to me, it's no big loss. I'm just hoping that they, you know, they show the episode where they actually break the news to the house guests where they're told that, you know, they're canceling the season, just so I can see their reactions. You know, if not, whatever, like I'm just over it. You know, I throw it on TV and I'm on my phone for, you know, 3/4 of the show. So I don't even pay attention to it. I just know what's going on.
I think they did that in Germany. Somebody had something like that, Big Brother Germany, and they found out that there was a COVID during all of it. I think I saw somebody tweet that out somewhere. So I don't doubt that they'll, you know, one last stab at keeping people's interest in. They'll probably have that kind of a show and maybe get some reactions before people leave. But, oh, well, I guess if Big Brother's being canceled and non-essential services, we might as well get into some news and notes from around this league, eh?
Let's do it.
And notes from around the league.
Well, there's probably not a single person that is listening to this podcast right now that doesn't. If you are listening to this podcast for the first time, thanks. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. But Something that we all figured would probably happen, but all hoped it didn't happen. I mean, I went live 2 days ago, and I thought maybe we might not get to this point, but last night at about 6:30, all the insiders got to it, and at about 7 o'clock, the CHL, in tow with the Western Hockey League, the Ontario Hockey League, and the Quebec Major Junior, made the decision to cancel the playoffs and cancel the Memorial Cup, which will be held in Kelowna, BC, May 22nd to 31st, 2020. This really sucks. It's first time in 50 years that QMJHL hasn't handed out their trophy. First time since 1919 that the Memorial Cup will not be handed out. I mean, I've only been here for 2 years, and I'm gutted for these kids. I can't imagine what yourself and the rest of Moncton has followed this team for 24 years is feeling. So, you know, can you put it in words?
It's really tough. You know, it's like you said, you've only been here for 2 years, Adam, but like, you know, you can tell, you know, your investment into the team already, you know, just putting together this podcast and everything. But, you know, this is for the fans, it's difficult because we knew, you know, what kind of team we had. You know, it was a team that, you know, they were built to win.
Yeah.
You know, it's ironic because, you know, last time Moncton won a President's Cup was in 2010, and that was during the, you know, the H1N1 outbreak. And, you know, a couple players of the Wildcats are actually, you know, tested positive for H1N1. And some games had to be postponed or canceled, and, you know, but they still went on with the season. So it's, this is just especially tough, you know, it's something that's going to take really a while to get over. It's going to be one of those, you know, what if, for a few years, you know, it's,
well, Alex said it, it's the biggest what if in Moncton's history, right?
Yeah. And, you know, Richie put, you know, really put all his eggs in one basket and put together, you know, arguably one of the best teams that we've ever seen on ice here in Moncton. And it's just, you know, we're not going to see what this group, you know, really could have accomplished. And I think that's what really sucks. Right. And, you know, because you make these big trades and, you know, you don't make these trades for the last, you know, 2 months of the regular season. You make these trades for the playoffs.
Yeah.
And I think that's what really, that's the big kick in the nuts, pardon my language there. But, you know, you have to feel bad for, you know, like, not just the fans, right? Like, these are the players are, you know, I can only imagine how, you know, cheated they feel, you know, but at the end of the day, there's really nothing they can do about it.
No, and it's...
you know, it's like we could go on and on and on and talk about how, you know, how much this sucks and how much it's, you know, how much we feel cheated and, you know, but at the end of the day, we have to realize that it was the right decision. Right, because you don't want these players to, you know, to get back on the ice and you know, get infected by this disease and it spread around the locker room, because that's just a different story, right? At that point, you can't even play the games because the team can't even be around each other. They can't even be at the rink. As much as it sucks, it was the right decision, and I mean, you can only. You know, you can really just move on and, you know, and just do whatever you can. You know, I think it's going to be a few years again before, you know, Moncton comes close to, you know, building a team such as this one.
Yep.
You know, it took 10 years to, you know, from the last championship to this season. You know, there hasn't really been a team in that decade that came close to what we had. you could say that, you know, the Barbashevs and the Garlands and the those teams there were good, but they just didn't compare to what we had this year. We're a Wildcats podcast, but you know, we're also QMJHL fans. You can't help but feel bad for, you know, Chicoutimi and Rimouski and, you know, Cape Breton and Sherbrooke, you know, all those other teams that, you know, went all in, and, you know, they can't, you know, the Ottawa 67s of the Ontario Hockey League, or, yep, you know, all the teams that really, you know, went for it. And so it sucks as a Wildcats fan, but, you know, we're not the only team affected here. It's going to take a while. It's not just the fans, it's not just the players, you know, there's no other hockey going on right now, you know? No. So the scouts are out of the job, yeah, right? Cause they can't be, you know, they can't go and watch the hockey games, you know, like it's really been a trickle down effect from, you know, the top of the food chain all the way down to the ones who, you know, put the butts in the seats. It sucks. That's all you can say is it sucks. And, you know, you just hope that, you know, another opportunity comes around like this in the near future. You know, because I think Moncton deserves it, right? Moncton, yeah, we deserve to have a winner. We've been waiting, you know, it's going to be 25 years next year. And so you just have to move on and, you know, get prepared for the draft and, you know, make sure that, you know, your scouts have watched, you know, enough hockey this year to really get a grasp on, you know, who they like, because, you know, all the midget playoffs were canceled. The Gatorade Challenge.
That's just what I was going to get into is, you know, it sucks for all the CHL. And I think I said on, when I went on one of Jake's live thing that, you know, I thought maybe because this was kind of just a Canada only league, maybe we might get some sort of smaller playoffs, but I mean, Portland, Seattle, Everett, I mean, that they were shut down. They were going to play games in empty rinks when this whole thing started, because Oregon was really affected by it. And then you've got, you know, the Hitmen and the Oil Kings that, I don't know if there's any in the Ontario League, that share rinks with NHL franchises. They don't share rinks with, yeah, basketball. So you're kind of hoping there, but I mean, you talk about trickle-down effect. This also, like you said, the midget AAAs are done. So now your scouts for the Wildcats can no longer watch midget kids. And that's one of the things that you've seen a few times, or I've seen a few times, is, you know, can we bring back the 21-year-olds for, you know, extend the year to make it 21-year-olds and, you know, bring back this team we had? Well, yeah, that's great. But even if we brought this team back, the NHL could be delayed and or canceled. So that affects it. Then you're going to take jobs from, you know, 16-year-old kids that, or 16, 17-year-old kids. They're going to have to go back to junior, which means a 15-year-old bantam player is going to have to go back to his team. Like, it trickles down everywhere. And is, you know, there's nothing left for Bo Grew. There's nothing left for Havanoff. There's nothing left for McIsaac to, especially to play a full year in Moncton, even if, and I know those players aren't 21, but I mean, McKenna and Sear, like, he's going to UDM. Congratulations to him. But I mean, those are the two players, especially Moncton-wise, that I feel the worst for, because they, yeah, went through the Christmas tire fire, and this was the, mm-hmm, payoff. And even if you bring back the 20-year-olds and everything reset this next year, you know, as much as we don't like them and there's that rivalry, that's not fair to the Baie-Comeaus and the Halifaxes and the Bathursts and, you know, whoever else built their next season on the picks this season. So they're building their program for 2 years when the Memorial Cup's back in the queue. I mean, it's going to go to the OHL. So, you know, everyone that was annoyed with Kelowna getting it when they weren't a playoff team, well, they're not getting the Memorial Cup anymore, but like it goes to the O next year, which I think is Sault Ste. Marie and Oshawa are the two teams bidding. But I mean, even Oshawa was going all in this year to get to the Memorial, mm-hmm, Cup, because they knew they were hosting next year. Right. So there's no easy solution, because you can't bring certain players back. Like, give us three 21-year-olds so we get to keep Huntley, Sear, and McKenna. Well, that that doesn't work because we believe there's futures in this trade, right? In these trades for Christmas.
Yo,
so
yeah.
That doesn't help Halifax. That doesn't help Sherbrooke who made deals or Chicoutimi who made deals or, you know, it just, the only realistical thing was to shut the whole thing down because, I mean, we don't have any American markets here, but Ontario does, Western Hockey League does, which is more affected down in the States than up here. And where do you draw the line at, you know, the top two teams from each league go to an 8-team Memorial Cup in an empty arena? Is that really how you want to settle your championships and that kind of thing, right?
Well, you could argue and say, yeah, let's do that. But at that point, did you really win the Memorial Cup? Like,
yeah.
I mean, yeah, you'd be known as the champions. You know, you'd skate around the rink with it, you know, with your teammates, you know, holding the trophy up high. But you know, what's going to be beside your name? An asterisk, right? And you know, at that point, you know, you could say, you know, Moncton Wildcats won a Memorial Cup. They'll have, you know, but they want the asterisk. They have an asterisk beside your name, and you know, I don't want that, right?
I want to earn it.
Yeah, exactly. I want to earn it. They say that the Memorial Cup is the toughest trophy to win in sports, right? That's what people say. Do I believe it? You know, it's
100% believe it, but yeah.
60 teams have a chance to win this trophy, and you know, it's like I want to earn it, right?
Yeah.
And but like you mentioned it about the, you know, the trades and everything like that. You know, it's going to be interesting to see how the league handles that, because you know, Gilles Courteau had a press conference on Monday, and I think that was one of the questions he was asked about was about compensation,
mm-hmm.
right? And he flat out said, you know, we haven't made any decisions about that yet. So I had someone tell me the other day, they said that they had someone close to the league tell them, and, you know, strange times, you know, calls for strange actions, right? So it's possible the league decides to keep these trades as is. You know, it's just like, okay, well, we're going to keep the trades as is. We're not going to do any compensation picks. Nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they could even, hell, they could decide just to reverse all the trades. I don't expect that to happen.
No, that's,
or, you know,
that's tough.
They just go ahead with, yeah, that would be ridiculous. And then, or you just go and, you know, like you always do and just, and go ahead with the agreed compensation. Right. So it's like nothing's set in stone yet. It's all to be determined. Do I really think they're going to, you know, change things up? No, I don't, right? It's, but, you know, for our sake,
it would awesome.
Be nice if we kind of got some sort of a break. Yeah, it would be, you know, just given the circumstance and, you know, how much we did pay and, you know, the names that are being tossed around right now that, you know, could go to a team like Halifax or, you know, could go to a team like Baie-Comeau.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I don't expect them to do anything. But like, I think if there's any team right now that's, you know, that's kind of got a benefit of all this, it's Chicoutimi because, you know, their big trade was Dawson Mercer, right? And, he's only 18. He's eligible to come back next year. And they can, you know, they can flip him, right? They can recuperate their assets that they lost.
Yeah.
So they're, I mean, it's not so much of a kick in the pants to Chicoutimi as it is Moncton, you know, but you can only hope and pray that the league does something. You know, I'm not holding my breath, right? It's just like when they said that, you know, the regular season was canceled, I wasn't holding my breath for playoffs, right? You just have a sense that, you know, you had the TELUS Cup, which is, I think, in late April that was canceled.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, you're not gonna, you know, you're not gonna have a more cup in late May if they're canceling tournaments in late April. It just didn't make sense.
No, it didn't. I think the small factor that we might get this is when the Hamiltons and Kelowna came out and said we have the ice until June. That's when I think people started to go, okay, maybe we can get some sort of abbreviated, you know, 8-team style Memorial Cup with the two, because I mean, you said it last year. Yeah. Last year. 'Cause I've only had you on the show for 1 year. it doesn't matter what you go in, give up and go all in, you know, i.e. Ren Aranda last year, who gave up stuff to get Noah Dobson, or Halifax that tried to give up things. It doesn't matter if you get the payoff of the championship. And I think that is the worst part, is Moncton pushed the chips in and they don't get that championship payoff. So, you know, people already around the league hate Moncton as it is. Imagine we got some of these picks back because of the coronavirus. Oh my God. If we got like a couple seconds and a first in 20, like, you know, if we got the first of 2022 back from the McIsaac deal for nothing, and we got the third in 2020 for the Forche deal, and let's say we got the second in 2022, just give them back to us. Holy crap. Everyone in this league would hate this team even more. Like, just be done with it. Let's rebuild this thing. There's nowhere to draw the safest, fairest line. I mean, I guess you could give a couple extra ninths and a couple extra 14th round picks as compensation to the teams that went all in and lost. Like, if you know, whatever, but I mean, there's no easy way, because I think it's gotta be a league, or a CHL wide. I mean, the WHL and the OHL don't have the same type of trades we do, I don't think, although the WHL or the OHL has way more, because they don't give up first rounders, correct?
That is true.
Yeah, so what do you do there, right? Like, how do you fairly do this across the league? You can't. You literally just have to go, well, that sucks, guys. Try again in 2 years. And, you know, man, it's even worse when you got to start talking about it. But, I mean, when you look ahead to the 25th year, you know, it's going to really suck, because I think they were excited that even though we were going to be rebuilding in the 25th year, we were going to have some banners up and some, you know, guys come back and this and that with Memorial. We're not going to have that now. Now it's just about the 25th year, and, you know, the team on the ice, you're going to be losing, you know, Havanoff, 99 points, gone. McKenna, 82 points, gone. You know, you might be losing Jacob Pelche, 82 points, gone. Grew, gone. Forche, gone. Well, there's your, oh, Sear, bang, there's your top six scorers off this hockey club, just gone. So,
yeah.
And I'm of the understanding that I believe Pelche, and I'll go on record, I have no insider information. We don't get toll trades or anything like that. I think Pelche and Spence will go to Halifax to give some picks back, but I don't ever think they play a game in Halifax. I think they get flipped at the draft. And I think we keep LaRue and we build around him. And I don't even think that Denoyer goes to Baie-Comeau as part of the Forche deal. I could be wrong on that, but I mean, if Grew or if Pelche and Spence are gone, that's seven of your top eight. Hang on. If Spence, Denoyer, and Pelche are gone, that is eight of your top nine scorers off this hockey club next year. Like, oh, that is a tough price to pay when there's no championship payoff.
And at that point, I mean, you gotta hope that you bring in some free agents, right? You know, free agents are not gonna, they're not gonna make up for those losses. But you know, we've had some pretty good ones come through in the past. You know, like we've had the Kalima twins. You know, we've had guys that have come in and made an impact right away. But we need to make sure we nail on our Euro picks. It's going to be a very interesting offseason. One that, you know, assuming, you know, Halifax hangs on to that Moncton, 2021 first round pick. If you say, you know, we were taking away, you know, eight of our top players, I mean, you've got to assume that pick's going to be a lottery pick. Mm-hmm. So you really got to, you know, the last thing you want is for, you know, Halifax to come out with more wins in this trade.
Yeah, yeah.
You really want to make sure that you can put a decent team on the ice next year, you know, given that it's the 25th anniversary. And, you know, just so that they don't end up with a lottery pick.
Yeah.
It's going to be a long off season. You know, this show is usually dedicated to, you know, making our first round playoff predictions.
Yeah.
But it's not, right. And, you know, it sucks. It's probably going to be the most used sentence in this entire episode is it sucks.
Yeah, that's literally what the title is. This sucks.
And it does. It sucks. And it's you just have to live with it. I mean, how many times have I said, you know, in the course of the past 2 years, it would be the most Moncton Wildcat thing ever if.
Right? Ivanov gets 99 points.
99
like,
points.
Like of all the know, things to hit on.
this roster doesn't get to play a single playoff game.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny because, you know, it's you've come to realize these kind of things over the years. And it's, you know what, if the Wildcats didn't have bad luck, they wouldn't have any luck at all.
Nope.
But you know what, it's eventually this is all going to turn around. You know, I may be in my 50s by the time we finally get a Memorial Cup. But if that's the case, that's the case. You know, I'll still be at the parade.
You know, just makes you appreciate it more.
Yeah, I'll probably have an 18-year-old daughter at that point. Maybe she's dating one of the boys. Who knows?
Oh,
but like, you know, it's you just have to live to. It's going to be tough pill to swallow, you know, and it's going to hurt for, you know, probably until the end of May. Because, you know, you figure, like, that's when the Memorial Cup would be, but
yeah.
you really have to move on. You can't let this bother you because, like I said earlier, it's
there's nothing you can do about
for
it.
For the best.
Right? Like
exactly. There's nothing you can do about it. It's for the best.
Yeah.
Right? The last thing you'd want is you know, for one player to become infected with this disease and then what happens?
Yeah.
Right. You wouldn't want to get into the playoffs and that happen, because at that point your entire team has to self isolate for 14 days, and you're pretty much fucking screwed.
Yep. Pretty much. I think I'd rather have this happen now than then.
Right. That's your forfeit. Like you literally would have to forfeit.
Yeah.
And I think that would hurt even more, because you know you would see at that point what this team could do in the playoffs. And so part of me thinks it's good that they canceled it now, because I wouldn't want to deal with it if it got to that point. Right?
No, I wouldn't want to get to game four or finish game four up 3-1 and it comes out that a player has COVID-19 and now you've got 2 weeks. Well, that's your forfeit. Bacomo is the eighth seed going on to the second round, because actually they'd be out of it too. Because they've been sweating and hitting players, so now two teams are out. So that's, yeah, you're bang on. I mean, it does suck. It's going to suck. Hopefully the queue gets on top of this and we get the trade stuff earlier, because there's no season. Maybe the draft gets pushed up a little bit earlier. Maybe they've got a YouTube channel up. You know, somehow put the draft on that. You know, so people can watch it. Put the American draft on that.
You know what? Obviously they've already made the decision to do the draft online, similar to, you know, the WHL and the OHL. I'm holding out hope for that, just because, you know, I'm a big draft guy and
like online.
I'm holding out hope, you know, because, you know, a province like New Brunswick, we haven't necessarily been hit that hard.
No.
Not to get political or hear anything, but it's hard to test people when you're not testing people, right? And that's kind of the whole thing about New Brunswick now is, you know, they're not testing. They're only testing the ones that come back from international travel, which is a little ridiculous. You know, that's going to change. But I'm holding out hope that, you know, maybe the league reschedules the draft. I can't see it being moved up. It might be a end of June thing. Maybe we can squeeze it in at the Avenir Center. Things have calmed down by then. Maybe we can get it at the Harbor Station or the TD Station, whatever the hell they call it down there now.
Yeah.
You know, just because I really like that atmosphere. I like that the players get that red carpet treatment, get to walk to the stage. I'm just holding out hope, right? And that's the only thing you can do right now, because, you know, I think I'll probably crawl into a hole and not come out until. Well, that's the thing. You don't even know if training camps will open in August.
I was just going right? to say, yeah, that's the thing. Like, you can piss and moan about this all you want, but we don't even know if we're going to have camps in August. Right.
Like, yeah, you just don't know how long this is gonna go on for, right? And you know, we may not see training camps until September or October.
Yeah.
Right. And that would be, you know, at that point you're down to probably a 60 game regular season. So there's just so many, you know, factors that will need to be determined from now until, you know, it's what, 5 months until August. So
yeah. And it's just a fluid situation. It changes day to day. Like, you know,
that's it.
Like, we could wake up May 1st and this curve's been flattened enough that, you know, I think the biggest thing, if you're going to hold hope out for a draft and it's supposed to be Saturday, June 6th, if it was pushed, but like if they wanted to try to get it live and they pushed it back to the end of June, it's the NHL. I mean, the NHL is proposing the season start up at the end of June and into July. And once they get going, and I don't know if the NBA will, because you know the Sixers have a few players and personnel. But I think if the NHL shuts it down, I think if they're opening up, you might see maybe a draft be at an event. But if not, at least put it. We have the technology. At least put it online, so you know the kids that won't get to put their jerseys on. At least get to hear their name called by the commissioner, not see it pop up on a screen, right? And that's what I'm like. Go live, have the commissioner, you know, get the picks phoned in, obviously, but you know, have the commissioner read the names, because that's the worst part for these kids coming up is, you know, the guys that were just drafted, they get to put on jersey, they walk, it's a big moment for their family. These kids coming up now, you know, they're kind of denied that. So hopefully they can figure out a way to at least try to get that by maybe putting it on online where the team can, or the commissioner can say the name. Cause I mean, come on, QMJHL, like put some games on, like do something for the fans that have consistently paid $100 or $89 for 36 games with Nulion for the worst feeds of life. You know, put some older, you know, open it up to free. So that if I want to watch the Rimouski game again, here at home, I can, because I've only paid for the road package. So I can't even enjoy those games or the shutout against Chicoutimi earlier in the year. Like, you know, give your fans free access to whatever. It doesn't cost you anything. Season's over. Like, do something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's silly. I was up till 2 in the morning watching the WHL because they gave a game for free, right? So do something.
Something I've been doing just to kill the time is... I think it's my hockey or something like that. I forget what it is, but it's the streaming service that literally has all the junior A games, and you know, so like I've been watching some Ontario Junior A
hockey TV.
Hockey TV. That's
all games free until Monday, April 6th.
Yeah, so I've been watching some Ontario Junior A. I've been watching some Maritime hockey. You know, just to, because I'm bored, right? I'm not working, right? And they don't see me working in probably until at least a couple months, right? You know, it's especially in my situation where literally I'm interacting with complete strangers face to face. It's shaking hands. I can't, you know, that's
no, you can't do that.
That's like they're not going to be lifting that restriction for at least a month.
Yeah.
Right. So, I'm an early riser. The wife doesn't wake up till 10 o'clock. I'm usually up at, you know, 6:30 every morning. I'm just on the iPad watching, you know, teams I've never heard of. I watched a game the other day. It was the Wenatchee Wild of the North American Hockey League. Never even heard of them before. I think it's Wenatchee Wild. I don't know.
Sounds good.
Something like that. I'd never heard of them before, right? And it's just, that's how I'm getting my, you know, my hockey is just this hockey TV, and I'm just going crazy.
Yeah, it's
so
that's...
you know, it's so there's ways to cure it. You know, Sportsnet showing some old games, you know, nothing that's You know, they had, when was, geez, a 1993 Leafs game.
Yeah,
you know,
against the Kings. Geez.
Yeah, so.
I was trying to figure out what that was, too, because that was a conference final. But I don't ever remember Toronto being in the Western Conference to play L.A. because the winner played Montreal in the Stanley Cup. So I was thoroughly confused how that – I didn't go back and look, but that's thoroughly confused. Mm-hmm. But, you know, when you talk about watching hockey on – you know, watching older hockey and watching teams you don't care about, man, Aiden Northcott and the Islanders Hockey TV is just – they're doing this thing right. They're on Twitch, which we'll get into in just a little bit, foreshadowing. They're on Twitch TV. Right now, they've got the Foyer versus the Islanders from November 29th of 2019. They're pink in the rink game. They had the game against Blainville, Game 7. Like, that's doing it right for your fans. And sadly, Moncton's dropping the ball on all of this. They haven't kept fans engaged at all. At all. So,
well, they have to do something. I mean, they still haven't, they haven't recognized their 20-year-olds yet.
They haven't given awards?
They haven't announced their award winners. They really have to do something at this point. Because like you said earlier, you know, the Mika Sears and the Jeremy McKenna, like, they've been here since day one. Like, I don't mean day one, but I mean, you know, 1996. I mean,
day one of the draft.
This team was god-awful.
Yeah.
Right? They were drafted into the Wildcats organization as you know, 16-year-olds. Didn't play in their 16-year-old year. Well, I think Mika Sear got called up a little bit, but you know, they went through that tire fire, right? They went through that 2016-2017 season. They've been like, there was a term that Neil Hodge used, dust to diamonds.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Those are two guys that I think the team really needs to recognize, whether it be, you know, obviously they were going to get a video tribute at the last regular season game.
Yep.
At home. They have an opportunity here. I agree with you, Adam. Their presence on social media ever since, the cancellation of the regular season, they've almost been invincible, right? They've been invisible. They would post their updates about, you know, what they're, you know, that they're all working from home, but they're checking the voicemails. But you've got other teams that are doing so much more. It's really, they're really missing the mark here, because of what we had, right? And
yeah,
I just really think that they had an opportunity here to keep fans engaged until these announcements came, but they haven't done that. And so I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt. I'll give them till the end of this week to, you know, release their 20-year-old their 20-year-olds and their video montages and that. But if not, I mean, it's a huge, they really drop the ball if they can't get anything done by the end of the week.
You're a better man than I am. I'm not even giving them a pass. I mean, their whole social media during the year is almost non-existent. It's very minimal at best. Now when fans need engagement from you that have poured their money into season tickets, playoff tickets, merchandise, whatever, I mean, you know, Mika Sear, 212 games. Jeremy McKenna, 259. You know that the video was coming on the game against St. John. You can't tell me it's not ready now. Release it on the internet. You know, send it out. I mean, there's none of that. There's no awards. They didn't even tell you that the awards were canceled, I don't think. People just assumed it was canceled. You know, St. John has just now done a, you know, cool video. Halifax has just done it. You know, for their yearly awards, as Moncton, assuming since the year didn't end, the awards don't count. It's not hard to do little things to keep the fans engaged, especially when it's your team. I think the biggest, I tweeted out, if you weren't here at 50 and 13, like if you supported the team at 50 and 13, you better be there at 13 and 50. And the Moncton Wildcats organization is giving fans absolutely no reason to come back. None. You know, the fans have supported you guys through everything. And now when, you know, all this, what's the word I'm looking for? All this unknown is happening. You know, I mean, they put up a couple on this date things. Well, put the video up, put the highlights up, you know, shout out to Denny LeBlanc for putting highlights up. Like, it's not hard to put the smallest things up to keep your fans engaged. So, you know, it's just, it's absolutely crap. If you want your fans to come back, you know, you have to engage with them. You have to keep them updated. And I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn. And I've got trivia every day on Instagram. Like, it's the smallest little thing, but people seem to enjoy it. Like, it's not, I've got a couple former players. I got a couple prospects coming. So it's just, you know, this sucks for everyone. And if I knew how to work Twitch, I'd have old games on, but I, you know, I tried it. It was glitchy. I'm not going to do it. I can't give him a pass. It's been absolute garbage since this whole thing went down.
Oh, well, you know what? I guess I'm just a nice guy, I guess. You know? It's just, I don't know. I just, you got to think that they're probably feeling the same way that we are right now. And, you know, I think maybe it's just they're just waiting for the time for it to sink in. You know, I don't know. I'd like to see them do something by at least the end of the week because, yeah, you're right. Like, those videos have got to be ready. They've got to have it, saved somewhere. Just upload them to Twitter, you know, thank the players for the time and all that stuff. And it just takes a few minutes to do that. Right. If I'm working from home and I can find 3 hours to watch, a random hockey team I've never heard of, I think that they can find, 3 minutes out of their day to put up a video of Mika Seer and Jeremy Kenna and Chris Schneidley.
Yeah.
It's got to happen. Just to continue with the tradition of, you know, that's what they've done every year and whatever other team does.
Yeah. And they're probably thinking, well, we won't put it up and the next year we'll have them all back. And well, that's great, but you got to recognize them after the playoffs that end. But this isn't a bash the organization. It's, I don't know how many more shows we're going to have. We're probably not going to have a lot of shows weekly. I can guarantee we're not going to have shows weekly because there's no hockey to talk about, but
right.
I mean, we'll probably have one if trades get announced. We'll probably have one closer to the draft. Maybe one just after the draft with, you know, what next year's team could look like after we've got official draft things. I mean, our podcast might not be coming weekly for you, and that's going to suck for everyone out there, but it's going to suck for Jeremy and I. I mean, it's been 20 some weeks of every week in this place, well, except for 1 week, but you know, just chat hockey. It's what we love to do. So we hate it just as much as you guys do. We'll try to be on, do a few more lives just to, you know, maybe our podcast will evolve to going on live and chatting about Mass Singer every now and then. But you know, I'm going to try and keep the playoffs going. It's going to be virtual style. It's going to be on twitch.com/wildcastpodcast. It's going to be a simulated playoffs all throughout until Moncton's eliminated. I'm going to treat it just like a game day with tweets and Instagram. And, you know, I might try and do some chatting through it. I'm old, so I don't quite know how this new technology works. But, shout out to Briar and Aiden for kind of walking me through it and giving me a hand with it. But, yeah. So game one is Friday at 7 p.m. Game two is Saturday at 7 p.m. It'll be on when playoffs were supposed to actually happen. So, I mean, if you want to come watch simulated all-star team called the Moncton Wildcats play, twitch.com/wildcastpodcast, and I might be there to chat with you. But, like, I don't know how you feel, but, I you can't really do a podcast on a hockey team unless there's hockey team news, correct?
I'll probably spend my, no offense, buddy, but I'll probably spend my Friday night watching other teams I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's fair. that's absolutely fair.
I mean, obviously there's, I've never got a chance to, just cause I don't pay for the hockey TV subscription. This is going to allow me a chance to, watch some of the Quebec Midget AAA and
do some pre-scouting.
Because I've really fallen behind on it, and because last year, you know, all the games are free, and this year the selfish pricks made you pay for it. So, I'll probably start watching some of that tomorrow, and try to start taking some notes down.
I like. Well, you know what? That's kind of your gig, right? You're the draft insider that everyone got used to. So. You might as well get the draft stuff so that when we come back, you got something to talk about. I'll take care of the old social medias and keep people engaged with some simulated EA-style hockey. We might have some guests in the summer, too, that, you know, some former Wildcats that want to come on and tell stories. And if that happens, we'll absolutely we'll be here for you. But, that's it for us. I mean, on behalf of Jeremy and myself – been a hell of a season, hell of a ride. I'm humbled every day I get to do this, or every week I get to do this for you guys. I didn't think it'd get to where it is, so we can't do this show without you guys and your engagement. So we really appreciate everything.
So, yeah, I'll echo those comments. Last year I didn't get many people recognize me at the rink, but I think I finally had some people come up to me this season and just compliment us on the show and, tell us we're doing a great job and, tell us to keep it up. And because, they look forward to, our shows every week. And it's nice to know that, people are recognizing what we're doing. Hopefully, down the road, the ones that we want to work with, we'll recognize the work that we're doing. But until that point, it's just great to meet random strangers at the rink and, chat hockey with them and take their feedback and see what they want to see out of the show.
Exactly. So, I mean, before we get out of here, please, everyone, flatten the effing curve. Stay inside, wash your hands, just do everything you can to be safe. I said it on the Instagram, if you are down and you're not good in a mental state and it's, everybody knows, it sucks, reach out to us on our Instagram DMs, reach out to us individually. We're here for you. We'll talk about anything you want to talk about just to see if we can put a smile on your face. But yeah. On behalf of Jeremy and myself, I just want to say thanks to everyone, and we'll see you at some point soon. Have a good one.
Thanks for listening to another episode of the Wildcast Podcast. Follow us on social media at Moncton Wildcast.